Episode 2 of the PPC Renegades. My name is Martin and I'm here with Blake. And today's topic, we're going to jump into what pay-per-click search engine is right for you. We're going to jump into three major search engines. We're going to talk about Google, Yahoo, and MSN/Bing, because right now they're going through this whole overall. So when it really comes down to deciding what pay-per-click search engine is right for you, what are some things that people should think about?
Well, essentially, like, what you should start thinking about is, you know, what's your overall goal, and what are you trying to accomplish with pay-per-click? Are you looking for leads? Are you looking for sales? You need to know what your goals are before you can just dive into pay-per-click.
Okay, what are some kind of goals that people can set for themselves?
Goals could be you put some sort of call tracking phone number on your phone if you want phone leads, or if you're promoting an e-commerce website, then you go ahead and use conversion tracking to go ahead and track the overall success of your, you know, campaign in whatever search engine you have to determine the best ROI for you.
Okay, well, what's probably a good free tool for these people to use on their website that they want to maybe track some analytics? Do you know any good?
Well, there's always going to be Google Analytics. It's free. There are other analytics packages out there. I also use Clicktail on some of my accounts. They have a free, you know, trial offer, one that, you know, it is limited, but it gives you a real in-depth look at how people actually interact with your website.
Okay. Well, I actually know one too. It's called Woopra, WOOPRA.com. It's a very cool interactive analytics program. It's free, and you can actually track real-time people on your website at the time. So if you guys want to check that out, that's another good one. But let's get back on the main topic. That was just a quick little tip for you guys. So the differences between Google, Yahoo, and MSN, what would you say would be some differences between them?
Well, I mean, obviously Google's going to get the most traffic because it is the most used search engine out there today. Then you also have Yahoo, not nearly as much traffic, but at the same time, you're going to have less competition on your keywords, so your cost per click on your keywords is going to be a little bit less. And Bing is starting to gain a lot of momentum. They're heavily advertising, even on search engines. We just saw that today. And also, you know, commercials, ads, everything alike, so that they can actually promote and get Bing out there.
Okay, then so when it comes down to all together, is basically, you know, when you're picking a pay-per-click engine for your business, I mean, obviously you're going to have to dive into different ones. So what's the best way for the business owners or the marketers how do they go about testing all three of them? I mean, do they just test one month, one the next month? I mean, what would be a way that you would maybe suggest?
Well, the problem with testing all, like Google AdWords 1 month, and then next month you test Yahoo Search Marketing, and then the following month you test MSN Ad Center and see what your greatest ROI is. The problem with that is that some of your keywords or your niche keywords, they might actually be, you know, seasonal, so you're going to have to get different search volumes, different trends, obviously. If your keywords are, you know, very consistent, not seasonal, there are a couple tools to determine, you know, to see how the fluctuation of how often that your particular keywords are searched, then you might want to test all three at once. But at the same time, you're going to have to be monitoring all three of these search engines at the same time.
So if you could maybe suggest one, though, to maybe get their feet wet, to just, you know, give pay-per-click a shot, what would you say would probably be the best choice?
I mean, honestly, everyone's going to go with Google just because they get the most traffic.
And they do have a training center that they give you all the information to teach you pretty much how to be pretty at least decent to get started with it.
That's true. They do a fairly decent job at explaining how to go ahead and implement certain things onto your website, like analytics, and how to actually put analytics together onto the coding of your website. And they have it all. I mean, personally, I've always preferred Google, but, you know, Yahoo and Bing, they also work as well. Even though they don't get the search volume, their cost per conversion or your cost per lead might be a little bit cheaper, just because there might not be as much actual competition on that keyword.
All right, then. Well, that was a good little intro to that. So basically, if you want to check us out more, you can find me on Twitter at SEOTips2Go with the number 2. And if you want to check out Blake, it's shaken_Blake, SHAKEN_Blake. Catch you next time.
Thank you.